It's the Monday Minisode. My name is G Money. Welcome to. Is this the final? No, it's not the final one. It's the final one before Christmas.
Yeah. Last one before Christmas. Yeah. Andy Young in the building.
And Big C. How you guys?
Man, let me tell you, Nairobi. First of all, usually we talk about how is everyone's weekend. Let's just put everybody's weekend into perspective. In one word, I'm gonna guess. Like we're gonna play charades right here. It's one word. It begins with C and ends with D. Five letters.
C ends with D, five letters. That could be anything.
It's not coned.
COVID.
It could be coded. No, I mean coded.
Coded is no, it's COVID.
Yeah.
It's COVID.
No, it's Wait, coded.
Bro, we've been
it's
thinking the whole day,
in the
man.
The Matrix.
Fam, let me tell you, bro, like Calvin, Andy, let me tell you. We are in for, I don't think it's going to be a rough ride because I think that a lot of people are going to get COVID and get very mild symptoms with this new Omicron thing. But trust me, the numbers are going to be bigger than we've ever seen in the 254. Platinum. We're going platinum with these numbers. Yo. Let me tell you guys something, man. We're going platinum with these numbers.
Yo.
Is that what it is?
Let me tell you, like, I saw the president was supposed to deliver a speech today, and I was like, huh, what's this nigga really gonna say? I wasn't too worried about, like, a lockdown or anything, but I was like, what are you really gonna say? But you know what's actually crazy? I was checking out social media. Did you guys know that the president throws a party for kids every year?
I think I knew that.
Yo, there was fireworks and all of that, like all weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Kids from like so many different parts of the country, they just pull up to State House and there's like, you know, what's it called? Clowns in State House. You know what I'm saying? Like on the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So clowns in State House. I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Like big tents and everything. So it's a whole occasion. What do you call them? Fireworks and all of that. So I was just looking at the pictures today and I was like, my man wasn't even wearing a mask. He was out there, but the wife was wearing a mask and they just had a good time. You know, kids, but their kids are actually suspect zeros when it comes to this shit.
Mm. Yeah, man.
They'd be transporting this thing like,
yeah.
Oh, your dad has what? Which one? Like the Therapy. Old strain?
Bro,
okay, let me give you the one my mom has.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
I met someone today in my movement and they were in the office and this is someone who's super careful and they were like, yo, both my kids have got COVID. Like both of the kids have got COVID.
Yo.
Like crazy.
That must be scary, bro.
Yeah.
That must be hella scary.
You know?
But yo, let me tell you, I think the best excuse the Lord knows, like this time around, if you don't really like your family,
COVID.
Here's the perfect opportunity. COVID, motherfucker.
You'd be like, yo, listen, man, I can't make it to Shags today this year because of COVID, fam. COVID, by the way, COVID has got me out of so much shit. Like, it's like even...
I swear to God.
Even like, you know, work I'm supposed to be doing and guys are like, yo, I'm just recovering from COVID. Bear with me. As soon as people hear COVID, yo, shit done changed, bro. Like, today I was leaving a building today and someone said, gee, how do you get COVID again? They refused to get in the lift with me. I felt like a leper.
Wow.
But I didn't mind still because like, I was not up for that small talk conversation still.
Is this stigmatization?
That shit is real. But you know what's even funny? This is how you get to know if your family actually likes you at Shags or not.
Mm.
If you tell them you have COVID and they're like, ah, ni sawa, tuma kitu bana. They still want your money.
Fam, now, and you know what's crazy as well? I met someone today as well because I've been on the road all day long, man, because you don't know, but I'm trying to move house and stuff. And it's like, today, I met someone who said, they said to me, by the way, me, I've got too much work for Christmas. They're in the entertainment space. And they're like, yo, I got too much work for Christmas. There's no way I'm testing. There's no testing happening.
Wow. They don't want to know. Or...
No, because guys, and listen, guys do not care. Guys are not testing. Guys are like, I would rather not know and infect the whole fucking world, but to protect my bag.
Yo, and I think it goes beyond that. It's a man thing. That's why niggas don't go to the hospital for checkups. That's why niggas don't go to the dentist for checkups. It's just that, like, when you feel like you're about to die, you're like, okay, I think it's time. You know, I went and, you know, just saw someone. But the man would rather not know and suffer. Like, let me just maybe try some home remedies or something if I'm feeling very terrible, you know. But it's something that transcends just,
but here's,
you know.
But here's the thing. And this is why I say people need to go and get tested, right? Not from a pedantic or a preaching thing. It's very, very simple. This is the time to get tested. And let me tell you why it's the time to get tested. Because from all research, for all experiences so far with people who have got this new variant, a lot of people, the vast majority of people, are reporting very, very mild symptoms. Whether that's because it's a milder variant or it's or vaccination. So my thing about it is, remove the stigma out of going to get tested, because you are going to be around someone who may not react the same way that you do. And that's what the problem is. You can't assume that everyone is going to have the same reaction to COVID. Like, come on, this time around, I can't even lie to you. Like, you mans know, I could have been out and about last weekend, because end of the day, like, my symptoms were zero. After my,
if you wanted to.
Yeah, after my little flu on Monday, Tuesday. As a matter of fact, when I got my COVID result, I was out looking at houses. Do you know what I mean? I was out, and like, and when it came through positive, I almost collapsed. I was like, me? How? I feel fine. Yeah. I met someone, I spoke to someone today.
That must have been scary.
Yeah, I spoke to someone today who's supposed to fly back out to the UK tomorrow. Boom, COVID got them.
Oh,
that
man.
Shit is nuts, man. You know, I was actually checking out some guys who've gone on holiday to Dubai, right? And boss, holiday ended the minute they pulled up to DXB. Test positive. Boom. Oh. They're taken to quarantine. Imagine you've paid a flight to go to quarantine in another country. Ah, please, Lord. No way.
Bro, but
you know, actually, I've been thinking about it. Like, travel right now is pretty fucked up. Imagine you're somewhere. You told me the situation in Ghana is all right, right?
No.
As long as you're fully vaccinated.
Fam, listen, I'm telling you this.
Yeah, West Africa is crazy, bro.
There's no way on this planet that I'm getting on a plane in the next 4 or 5 months. Not because I'm scared of COVID, but my biggest fear is this. Imagine, like you said, like, even I wanted to go Ghana in January. Let's imagine I go Ghana, we turn up in January, fam, and then what happens? You test positive, but it's time to go home. Then the government is like,
wah, wah, wah.
But you know, here's the thing, right?
Imagine if that's what the doctor delivered news, like, wah, wah, wah.
Bro, fam, I've even got sound effects. You know what I mean? I've even got sound effects, bro. Madness. Oh,
but you know, listen, honestly, I feel like on the continent, if I test positive, I honestly don't have no problem with that. Because the continent, you guys need to remember one thing. We're corruptible.
No,
we really are.
No, I get that.
Like, the UAE and all of those motherfuckers, they be taking shit too seriously. Like, they decapitate drug dealers. You get? Like, no one ever got killed.
Bro,
over here, I test positive. Yo, so, my brother.
So, listen. So, the conversation I had today with the guy who's tested positive, right? He's a family man, right? And first of all, his girl, wife, his wife actually, didn't even want him to come to Kenya. He's Kenyan, but the wife was like, what are you going to Kenya for? So, now she's been vindicated. I told your ass not to go to Kenya.
Oh, my goodness.
It's her birthday week.
What?
Now he can't go home before Christmas. The kids are like, where's dad at Christmas? Fam, it's a fucking mess. So I said to him, bro, you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. If I was in your position, man, I would be like, maybe I might just Photoshop like a COVID certificate to get home. But then, that's why I said to him, and he's like, yo, but then, you know what, I'm taking this thing home to my family, bruv. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Okay. Crazy, morally, yeah.
So for me, like you said, we're corruptible in Africa, and I agree with you. Like, if we needed to, to move shit around, we can move shit around. But the problem is this, fam. At the end of the day, that A, I don't want to get caught away from home with COVID. I'd hate to be in... fam, imagine you've gone to Ghana with one suitcase of clothes. You've partied, you sweated out everything. Yeah, that's the one thing.
Yeah, but also, that's tough.
But also, it's like now...
So my man's in the doghouse even when he's away.
Imagine like
he's just
that.
Just going to Kennel and just find a doghouse even before you go back home.
And then, you know... it gets worse. It gets worse. Mm. You've come with three people, right? You've come with three of your friends. You're all in a house in Kilileshwa. Bro, your other two pals are now negative, so they can go home.
No. That's a bad streak. Oh my God.
Yo,
goodness.
I said to him, bro, listen, fam, just come. So we hang out tomorrow. And if it's Christmas.
What movie script is this? I'm loving it.
I told you guys
last week, a friend of mine is actually stranded in Abu Dhabi because of that. You know that, right?
They went for the Grand Prix.
Yeah. And it's become the Grand Stay.
Wow, bro, Calvin, you worked for that one, huh?
Hey, let me tell you, that shit is different. Like, you know, they put you up in a hotel and everything, right? Man, you chill the fuck out. But they're feeding them nice, huh? Like, three meals all day, vitamins and all of that. Like, I feel like if I was stranded in a different country, sour. But imagine, you saw that tweet about that babe who came in from South Africa and they were being treated like they've got SARS or some shit. Mm. You know, COVID's not like bad as it was in March, whatever. Mm. And she was taken to Nairobi West, Sijuisam Hotel. Boss, me, Nairobi West, like some knocking shop. Mm. Like,
wow.
Where would you want to be quarantined at?
Listen, if I ain't gonna lie to you. And that's what I'm saying to you about COVID, fam. Like, for example, the other day when I got it again, it was beautiful being able to quarantine in my house. You know what I'm trying to say? Bro, I love Accra. I love Lagos. I love London. I love Amsterdam. I love all those places. But bro, have you ever like wanted to be home and you're not home and you can't? Like, there's a difference between wanting to go home and there's no bus home. And there's a difference between wanting to go home and you can't. As in...
Gee, let me ask you. How bad would it be in Amsterdam?
Well, Amsterdam, it wouldn't be so bad, obviously, because I have family there and stuff. So that wouldn't be too bad, you know? But I still do not want to be. I do not want to be outside of where I live when it comes time to. I just don't want it, bruv.
Yo, so
Where do you think I'd survive best?
If you were out of the country.
Yeah, wow. If I was out of the country,
I think.
Where do you think I'd have the highest chances of survival?
Man, to the place where you can speak in tongues. No, fam. The thing about it is this: yeah, if they're gonna give you. If they're going to give you quarantine in a hotel and they're going to feed you, okay. Mm. But it's still prison, bro. You're like, you can't leave. I'd rather be COVID in my house, fam.
So, G, you know, I've been thinking about it. Like, you, man, you're certified, bro. You had the COVID gold, right? Now you just got the COVID silver.
COVID light.
So now if you get a third one, it's going to be the bronze.
But bro, here's the crazy thing about that as well. It's like, so I said to myself, fam, after getting COVID twice and plus taking the vaccine, fam, like I'm superhero right now. Like I'm fucking the Superman of COVID.
What?
Oh, you've been tried and tested.
Yeah, like my antibodies must be like benching like 150 kgs right now, easy.
Walking the park.
Yeah, my antibodies. But the thing is, it's like, you know what the crazy...
So you're trying to say your antibodies are bench pressing what?
Like 150, bro.
Can they do squats?
Fam, my antibodies are performing in fucking bodybuilding competitions right now.
No. So what are you trying to say? Our antibodies are at the Paralympics.
But by the way, let me tell you, no lie, I think you guys have had this thing. I think that if you guys tested, you guys would have COVID antibodies.
I tested
negative, but I think the first time COVID hit the 254, I think I caught it first.
Mm, mm.
but then dealt with the symptoms in less than 4 days.
Mm.
And it felt like I was tired. I had flu, fever, or something of the sort.
Mm.
General fatigue. Mm. Yeah. Beyond that, I've tested negative all through.
But what do you guys think about the club scenes, though? The clubs, like, we've seen some really big events this December. What do you think the role of those events in spreading, like, COVID?
Of course, yes. Do you know how many people who are saying, I think it's the same for you guys as well. You talk to someone who was at this or that concert last week. Those guys are all red alert. All of them.
Yo, I was at the Alchemist on Saturday. I'll tell you, like, it was mad packed, bro. I went to watch DJ Puffy play.
Mm.
It was mad packed, bro. But another thing, there was a good number of DJs in there. I can tell you that for a fact.
Oh.
Like a quarter of the DJs in Nairobi.
You
was
tell
there.
Yo, listen, let me tell you. No, don't say it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
I wasn't there. That's all I'm saying. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying I wasn't there. And all I'm saying is, like, fam, I think the name of this podcast is Go Get Tested. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't stop fearing this thing. Just be in charge of it so you know that you're not infecting people you love. Because I'm trying to, like,
But on the real, though, like, for real, guys, please don't pull up to Shags if you were at, like, a major concert this weekend that had no one with a mask in sight. And then your Kashosh was over there, like, 85. Bro, come on now.
What is this?
Aiso Kwanza.
Fam, let me tell you. So, like, there's a pal of mine, right? I won't mention his name. He's been hustling all of 2021, and the only dream he had was to buy his mama a car. So he's bought his mama a nice little Toyota. Man's happy. So he's going up country, and the plan is he's going up country 20th, comes back the 3rd of January. You know he's Luya, and basically his plan is to drive up to Shags, drive in this car, like, show the mom, and, like, mom's like, oh, I like your nice new car, and be like, yo, it's yours. Beautiful story. But so he hits me up today, and let me read the message exactly what as the message is. And this is the problem that we're having, right? He says, this morning, it's like, hey man, hope you're good. I thought I had escaped the Nairobi flu issue, but I was wrong. So I'm like, Pole, and he says, yeah, man, had some fever on Saturday, but yesterday and today, just running nose once in a while. But today, I'm feeling better, doing some ginger and lime concoctions. And he's like, yeah, it's subsiding fast. Hopefully, it ends so I can travel home on Wednesday. I'm like, dude, you can't go home on Wednesday. Like, you have to test before you go home. I said, you know, get tested, man, because mom's up country, bro. He's like, yeah, I'll do that. And I'm like, I hope he does, bro.
Yeah, he better, bro. Mm. He better.
Other than that,
if you've been out there, man, just chill. Just lay low.
Yeah, man.
You don't need to be moving up and about so much.
I don't care. I mean, not that I don't care, but, like, the young people who in Nairobi have been vaccinated, or even if you haven't and you're fighting off the Omicron variant, and all indications are it's a less vicious strain of...
Yeah, less aggressive.
And obviously, as more and more COVID viruses mutate, we hope that they get weaker and weaker and weaker, right? So the point I'm trying to make is this, right? Like, end of the day, guys, protect your parents, man. Protect your parents, protect your grandma. Just get tested if you plan. And then if you don't want to get tested and you have this flu, just stay home. Just stay home.
Facts only.
Just stay home, Vanna. You know?
Oh, shit. Really?
Facts.
What's up, Calvin?
What?
I just seen some shit called I Vow on IG.
What's that?
It's a 10-week program.
Mm-hmm.
A 10-week program for those who are living together or married or would like to enrich their relationship. My God.
Sounds like
a
scam.
I believe that marriage is two people constantly and intentionally working on their love, growing closer together and building their family bond. You know, it's those Christian things that you're taught about marriage by a whole bunch of, like, Christians. Would you do that shit?
No. I mean, I believe in intent.
What exactly is going on there, bro?
I believe in...
It's like marriage. It's like marriage relationship counseling or some shit before you guys are married. You know, I actually watched someone very close to me go for those classes for like 3 months.
So let me ask
prior to them getting married.
Here's the question. Do you pay for it?
And?
Of course.
Okay.
No. I'm just seeing from the poster.
There's a few. My sister did it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah?
Yeah.
That thing?
Yeah.
They used to do it like every Saturday before.
The training and... Yeah, it's like the classes, like, pre-marital classes, yeah?
Like, what are they supposed to teach you? Submission? The pastor saying...
Bro, now you'd have to attend and then you let us know, Wagwan. You can't judge from outside. That's the issue now.
Mm.
Where we would say the club, but we don't know exactly what going.
True. Yo, Andy.
Yo, bro, like, if that submission shit is not being taught by a pimp named Slickback, I don't know what else.
Yeah. Andy, you put a very, very interesting story in our WhatsApp group. This story has jazzed me. Calvin, have you seen the story that Andy's put in?
Bro.
That's my...
I thought we had
250
mafia.
Fucking dogs.
Listen.
I didn't know animals could move like this.
Read
bro.
That
this
story,
is
bro.
This is a movie.
So basically.
This is a movie.
Oh, ho.
Let's share this story.
God damn.
So this story basically is somewhere in India where a group of monkeys have been taking dogs onto the edge of like buildings and throwing them off.
But it's vengeance, bro.
So read the story. And you read the story.
I'll just sum up the story. So there's a dog that killed a monkey, right?
A baby monkey.
And then a baby monkey. So the monkeys retaliating decided, you know what? Fine, we'll pay back. So what they did is they started snatching the dogs and the pups and then taking them all the way. I don't know how many flights up or how many floors up and then dropping them all the way down. 250 casualties, bro.
Listen, these monkeys are moving mad.
This is mafia, bro.
You know the writer.
Calvin, don't shout.
You're the writer of this story. Panic-stricken residents have also come under attack and say that acts of animal violence have been carried out in revenge.
Yo,
after a pack of dogs killed one of the monkey's infants.
And now the monkeys are moving towards babies.
Exactly. Jeez. That's the issue now. That's what the villagers are worried about. Because if you're carrying dogs and if you're carrying pups all the way up, what's stopping you from carrying a whole infant? And you know how monkeys, they have no issue carrying things and people.
These monkeys are moving
this
mad.
Is crazy, bro.
According to India's News 18 website, not a single pup is left in Luval. Now that's the area. You're not a single pup. Like, imagine all the pups
it's
just...
been deprived of pups, bro.
Right. Streets ain't safe, fam. Streets are not safe. Oh, man. Like,
I didn't know how to feel about this story. It was funny, but at the same time, this is terrible news, bro. 250 dogs...
But
for one, oh my goodness,
fam,
where's
King Kong when you need him?
This is a love story, bro.
That's some nuts, guys. Listen, guys, let's get this episode out, man. That story is a mad one. Listen, my name is G Money,
Andy Young,
Big C, man. Yo, this can't be true, though.
That's a mad story, bro.